People in Shanghai are losing their patience with the city's strict coronavirus lockdown. Videos posted on social media show residents protesting against restrictions on their freedom and complaining about poor access to food and essential services for the elderly. Authorities initially planned for the lockdown to be lifted on Monday, but more than 25 million people have been told to continue isolating at home until their neighborhood has been cleared of positive cases. The government is defending its heavy-handed approach.
The dynamic zero-COVID policy does not seek zero infection. It aims to discover and halt infections to prevent a large-scale resurgence. This is a scientific approach, and if we can make good use of it, we'll get the maximum benefit with the minimum cost.
But the costs are mounting. Dozens of quarantine centers have been set up to house those who test positive, including the majority who have mild or no symptoms. Videos circulating online show poor living conditions inside hastily constructed facilities. Phyllis Zhu counts herself among the lucky ones. She was able to buy enough food before the lockdown to sustain her and her father, but says others were caught off guard.
The local government, I think in one of the press conferences, she was saying that Shanghai will not lock down because it's a very important city, like domestically and internationally. So it will be a huge mess.
Phyllis Zhu is a community volunteer and helps with testing and food distribution. She says organization varies from area to area. Some neighborhoods are managed well, while in others, people are going hungry and desperation is growing. This video shows people yelling in frustration from their apartments. Authorities are censoring critical or negative online posts like these, promoting instead images of volunteers sending much-needed supplies to the city.
More than 200,000 cases of the BA.2 Omicron variant have been recorded in Shanghai since last month. But despite rising anger, Chinese authorities insist on fighting this new, highly infectious strain with old methods. More quarantine, more testing, and more isolation. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.